Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In our studio is Paul Gilmet. He is the director of access for Rosecrans Lakeview. What is Rosecrans Lakeview? And by the way, Paul, just prior to your arrival here, we were talking and sometimes laughing about the fact that pot is legal in Illinois. And story in the paper says that people are buying as much pot on the black market still as they are from legal dispensaries because either the quality is better or it's cheaper or people don't want to pay taxes. But I suppose all of that happy talk around marijuana must make the challenges for a place like Rosecrans all the greater these days. Am I onto something there?
I would say so, yes. We do find that people, individuals, do get a little too deep into their drug of choice and eventually need some kind of help.
Well, we talk about Rosecrans. We end the commercials for them with Life's Waiting. What is Rosecrans?
Rosecrans is a treatment center for folks addicted to chemicals that may need help with mental health. We treat adolescents, young adults, adults with their issues related to substances.
I would say there's an emphasis on teenagers and young adults, too, that if I had a teenager or 25-year-old who was an alcoholic or into some sort of other drugs, I would call Rosecrans for them.
Yes, you certainly could. We have, specifically at Rosecrans Lakeview, a program called Launch to Life, which focuses on helping out that 18 to 30-year-old population.
You're the director of access for that. So what do you do?
So I talk with parents, loved ones, potentially the clients themselves who have substance use challenges and really consult with them on options that they have regarding treatment.
So is this somebody who's gone through a program and now it's a halfway house they need?
They may need that additional support. Rosecrans Lakeview, we don't really like to use that term halfway house. You don't have to have any specific licensure to operate a halfway house. We are licensed, which makes us a certified recovery home, and that's a huge distinction between what we do and what others on the market might do.
But the people that are there are not using or drinking then?
Correct. A recovery home is free of alcohol, is free of drugs, and is full of like-minded people who are eager to walk a path of sobriety.
Are they working or going to school then, or are they just staying sequestered inside that place?
No, they're not staying sequestered. That is a requirement of our program, is that the people in the program must be working, must be going to school, must be volunteering, doing something in the outside community. And we certainly, with our Launch to Life program, work with our clients to get them started on that path.
I suppose I know the answer to this, but why? Why do you have that requirement?
We have that requirement because it might look just like their previous environment if they didn't have any of that structure built in. It might be a video game all day long environment if we didn't have some of that structure built in.
Yeah, I'd be drug-free if you locked me up, but I've got to figure out how to live in the world. So then what advice do you have with them with interacting with their old friends or family members, the environment in which they previously were used?
Well, those can be triggers, John. I think it's important to work with the professional team at a site like Rosecrans Lakeview to talk about what the challenges are of that old environment, or do we need to start working on new friendships through fellowships like a 12-step program or like a refuge recovery?
Are people happy to be there, or are they just kicking the tires saying, crap, I can't believe I'm here?
No, people want to be there. This is a program that's based on willingness, people who want to do something different with their lives to make change actually happen. People have bad days. There will be a day where somebody will kick the tires and say, what am I doing here? But we do our best to get folks back on track and remembering why they are on this path.
But do you provide services for them other than this shelter, if you will? I mean, do you have counseling sessions there?
Certainly. Our site offers intensive outpatient programming. As part of the Launch to Life program, we also have a full-time recovery coach. And our recovery coach assists our clients with things like budgeting, time management, health and wellness, lots of things that addiction may have trampled down that somebody's just starting to learn again for the first time in a long time.
Okay, so tell me the story of somebody or bodies that have come through. prototypically or actual. Paul Gilmet's here. He's the director of access for a place called Rosecrans Lakeview. It's in the Lakeview neighborhood of Chicago. That's where I live. Are you guys off of Halstead or around there?
We're off of Ashland. We're at the corner of Ashland and Waveland.
Oh, okay. So Wrigleyville, if you will. Not too far from there. And tell me a little bit about somebody who's there, how they got there, what it's like there, maybe even what it's like when they leave there. We'll pick it up here in a minute. Paul Gilmet is the director of access for Rosecrans Lakeview. We talk about Rosecrans a lot. It's got, I believe, 60 different locations throughout the Midwest, helping thousands of young people through adults discover life again. People that are alcoholics, substance abusers, a host of mental health conditions. Sometimes those things coincide, sometimes they don't. One of the facilities that Rosecrans offers is this place called, well, is it called Launch to Life?
The facility is called Rosecrans Lakeview. A program within Rosecrans Lakeview is Launch to Life, which is a program dedicated to our young adult population, call it 18 to 30 years old, who may have had some struggles with addiction and need some buildup of their executive function, if you will.
And to be clear, I do not need to have gone through a Rosecrans program to apply, if you will, to this.
That's correct. People come to us from various treatment programs from around the country. We also have people who have had a period of sobriety that may have run into some slips that need to come back and just get a foundation again.
That's what I was wondering. I need not have just recently exited someplace. I could call you up and say, hey, I need some support now.
You absolutely can.
Tell me a scenario.
I'm thinking of a scenario of a college-aged man who had a few treatment stays, would go to a residential program for 30 days, go back to his old environment, slip, relapse, back to treatment, do good for a while, slip, relapse, kind of on a merry-go-round of that over and over again.
That's not unusual, is it?
It's not unusual. We see this case quite a bit.
Kind of breaks your heart, doesn't it? I mean, to see somebody struggle like that.
It breaks your heart, definitely. There's hope. There's hope, I would say. We saw this young man come to our program. He was nervous when he got to the door. Most people are. There's a little bit of anxiety that
he's
can
sober
come with.
When he's sober at your door now, though.
He's sober at our door now with some willingness to do something different.
Well, is knocking on your door the same as knocking on the door of a treatment center? That is, they say you got to hit rock bottom or you've got to be ready for it, and then you do. And then you get out of a treatment program, but you're still vulnerable, so maybe it's a whole nother admission that I'm not cured of this thing. I'm still struggling.
It is definitely another admission, and this provides an additional layer of support. So whereas going back to the college dorm again to try it all over again, this young man said, I'm going to try Rosecrans Lakeview, get into sober living, and try to do something different this time so I can maintain a longer term of sobriety.
I'm thinking of this kid's parents.
Wonderful people.
Really? I mean, why not? Sure, I suppose drug addiction and alcohol addiction are indiscriminate that way. But, you know, you just think, oh, you got your life in front of you, kid. You're off to college. Time of your life. And then this. And now we're here.
And the parents would do anything for him. And they contacted me and learned about the program. And the young man eventually had to do the legwork and fill out the application and show up on day one. But he did it. And
how long did he stay?
He stayed for 6 months, John. That tends to be about our average length of stay, somewhere between 3 to 9 months, with 6 months being the average.
And do they get progressively, I don't want to say better, but how do you chart their growth?
Chart their growth with small steps. Sobriety can be a very long, slow journey. And it might start with getting up at 8 a.m. at a reasonable time of the day and going to the gym. Those might be early successes in the first week or two, or going to some 12-step meetings, or getting a sponsor or a mentor. Those are all things we would see early on as successes.
They didn't have that in their treatment program?
They had an introduction in their treatment program, but to achieve that longer-term program, they have to do that thing. They have to live outside of treatment.
But then you get out of a program, hey, 30 days you made it, 60 days you made it, now go. Do what you've learned, and now you're back at home or in your apartment. People don't follow up. They don't do the extra work.
They can, but we oftentimes see that they don't.
Sure. That sounded judgmental. I suppose it's apparent that that is the case. How hard is it for people to breakthrough to finally achieve sobriety, lasting sobriety?
I think with commitment and action being the key word, it's doable. We see it all the time. We see success stories each and every day. We have clients that come back to us and say, how do I give back to Rosecrans?
What is it like inside then Rosecrans Lakeview, this place we're talking about? It's a dormitory? Do they have private apartments?
Apartment style, like a north side condo building. Six apartment style condos, up to five roommates, three bedrooms, two baths. They're beautiful.
What is the age range of people in there right now?
18 is our youngest, and we have clients up to mid-40s. Yeah. We don't have any restrictions on age. We find most of our clients between about 18 and 40.
And they're hanging out in the living room watching TV? Or is it kind of a communal living?
It's communal living. It's much like a three-bedroom condo would look like. They do meals together. They may go to the gym together. But during the day, people are living their own lives. They may be coming to work. They may be engaging in their treatment program. They may be riding their bicycle down the lakefront.
Is there an esprit de corps? Is there some peer pressure? Hey, don't crack, hang in there, that sort of thing? Or is it a little more private that way?
I would say there's definitely a mentality of we're all in this together. Yeah. We are here walking the same journey. We are new in sobriety together, and we will pick each other up when we fall.
Does an alcoholic have the same experience this way as somebody who's on heroin or cocaine?
I think there are a lot of similarities between the two. The experiences aren't 100% the same, but they mirror each other.
What do you see more of there? Is it drugs or is it alcohol?
It's a solid mix of each.
And some people both, I guess.
Yes.
Do you subscribe to the idea that if I'm using marijuana, I might more likely use alcohol or vice versa, and that might step up to other things?
Yes.
Is cigarette smoking a precursor to these as well?
It can be. Vaping especially, it can lead to some other things.
Do people pay for this out of pocket, or how does it work like that?
Recovery home services are paid for out of pocket, yes.
Yeah. And is it monthly then? You just pay as you go?
It is monthly, absolutely.
And are meals included?
Meals are not included, but our condos have beautiful kitchens with islands. We have all of the appliances and cookware and utensils anybody would need, and we're very, very close to major grocery stores.
So it's like real life, isn't it?
It's real life.
Yeah. So then they go out during the day. Is there a curfew? Do you got to be in at 10:30?
There is a curfew. We have 11 p.m. curfew on the weeknights and midnight on the weekends. If somebody has a job that has them working a little later or leaving a little earlier, we are able to work with clients on a case-by-case basis.
Paul Gilmette's in our studio. He's the director of something called, well, it's Rosecrans Lakeview. And then what is Access, what's the name of the program?
Launch to Life.
Launch to Life. So is that just essentially the program that you run inside that building then?
That is Rosecrans Lakeview's recovery home program, Launch to Life.
And is that a series of things per se?
There are many things involved in Launch to Life. It could be, how do I get up at the beginning of the day and start my day productively with a healthy meal? It could mean budgeting. It could mean time management. It could mean a lot of things to the individual that's in our program.
I'm thinking of the young people. Do you also then talk to their parents? Do the three of y'all get together?
Absolutely. The parents are definitely involved. They are making an investment in their son or their daughter, and we want them to be a part of the individual's recovery.
Oh, they have to be. In fact, listen to this, are sometimes the parents part of the problem, either because they were themselves abusers or they were enablers. I wonder how you counsel them to be better partners for their kids.
They can be part of the problem, but they can also be part of the solution. We invite our families together for a family program on Saturday mornings. We do individual family sessions to make sure that bond is tightened and strengthened and that everybody learns the tools and skills that they need to do less enabling or maybe less codependency.
Mm-hmm. Paul, does there come a point, do you think, where people, if you can get to the 6-month mark or the 1-year mark, that you have crossed that hurdle?
Absolutely.
Is it the same for everybody?
It's not the same for everybody, but if we can build that foundation in cement and not sand, we see that the possibility of long-term sobriety is much greater.
Friends of mine, kids have gone through various programs and then they relapse. And I keep thinking, well, then maybe 30 days or 60 days wasn't long enough. I wonder how long is a reasonable expectation for sobriety to think that you've finally got there. Alcoholics always say every day I've got to fight that fight, but I wonder when it starts to get easier.
I think with time things do get easier, but life continues to come at us. We experience the death of a loved one. We experience a global pandemic. The world is going to continue whether we're sober or not. It's important to have the tools and that foundation in place so that when life does come at us, we are equipped and prepared for whatever it brings.
I have to tell you, I'm feeling this. I'm really glad you're there. I'm really glad there's this program there. And it's not my personal concern, but it's all around us. Isn't it nice to know there's something like Rosecrans Lakeview to help these people in that last step of the journey?
It's comforting, and the success stories show us that it works. Treatment works.
Hmm. Okay, so if that's something that you or somebody you know would benefit from, how do I find out more?
You can go to rosecrans.org and you can call 1-888-928-5278.
We podcast the shows, so if you miss this segment or want to hear it in entirety later on or share it with a friend, go to WGNradio.com. You can hear this conversation again along with that website, rosecrans.org, 888-928-5278. Paul Gilmette, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, John.